So here at Radio Way, we're going to start a little mini-series with the Mayor of Runnymede. So joining me here is Shannon Says Marshall. Welcome to Radio Way, Shannon.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so nice.
Madam Mayor, what is the Mayor all about?
The Mayor is the first citizen of the borough. And as the first citizen of the borough, I represent the Runnymede Borough Council because I am the chair. And it's a role not taken on too lightly, to be honest. But yes, I'm enjoying it immensely. It's given me an opportunity to meet so many people who live in Runnymede. And indeed, I've lived in Runnymede myself for a number of years. I think I've been here 3 decades altogether.
So, Madam Mayor, how are you actually chosen to represent the borough?
So the choosing of mayor making happens in May after the general elections, and all the mayors have then been elected by their local residents in their wards, and all the councillors have an opportunity to choose which will be the mayor. Now, ordinarily, there is a mayor elect that has been chosen by the previous council. However, the mayors that are there present have a mini election, if you like, and I had to win that mini election to become the mayor of Runnymede.
So elected for the 12 months, and obviously your role as Madam Mayor, as you say, is the first citizen, but you also have an escort, I believe, and also a deputy mayor. So how are they, again, are those selected?
So the consort to the mayor. So if I was a man, for instance, I would be the mayor and then my wife would be the mayoress. However, we're the opposite way round, Major Rob Marshall and myself. So he is called my consort. My consort can be anyone that I take along with me, but I usually tend to take Rob along with me because I do like him rather. So that's quite easy. The deputy mayor, again, is voted by all the councillors in the room. And that was my fate in 22-23, and I was duly elected Deputy Mayor of Runnymede by a process that is in no way related to the Mayor's role. It's a separate election, and you hold that post. And just becoming the Deputy Mayor doesn't entitle you to become the Mayor. You still have to win another election the following year to become the Mayor.
And the Deputy Mayor this year is?
Is a gentleman called Bob Bromley. And Bob Bromley is the councillor for Addlestone.
As a Mayor, you have to choose your charities. So what charities did you choose this year?
I chose 2. So my first charity was the Hebrews Cafe at St Paul's Church in Addlestone. It's a pay-as-you-feel cafe with a food bank attached. It's ever so lovely in there. So you go along to St Paul's and they will make you a very nice cup of tea or a nice coffee. I understand they make very good quiches and omelettes too. And you pay whatever you have the money to pay, i.e. there's no set price list. So that's one of my charities. We're actually fundraising in that particular instance for some new kitchen equipment and some updating to the facilities there. And then my second charity is Addlestone Canoe Club, which is down at the Way Navigation. Addlestone Canoe Club are a fine sporting club. However, they do lots of other things. So they're very community minded. And with all this hot weather that we're having, of course, we do need to make sure that our young people can swim and are water safe. And they take lots of scouts and school children, take them out on the water and teach them how to be safe on the water, obviously doing canoeing as well. They also, at the other end of the spectrum, have Team GB. So every once and again, they meet somebody who has star quality and is excellent, and they've coached them and they need money to make sure that the coaches can be first class for our young people. And I understand that they have a young lady there who is part of that. So at both ends of the spectrum, a sporting club, and they also have an environmental elements in the fact that they go along the Way Navigation and other waterways, litter picking and also removing invasive species. So that's my other charity, which is Addlestone Canoe Club.
You were elected in May, and so you've been in the role now, as you say, for just over 2 months. So let's hear a little bit about some of the activities you've been up to.
I've been the mayor for 64 days. During that time, I've undertaken 48 events and driven 604 miles, some of which have been walked as they're local, and I have an electric hybrid car for a reduced carbon footprint whilst performing my duties. I mention that because I've completed my carbon literacy training and I've pledged to try and make a difference to how things might be in order to prevent emissions of greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming. And here at Runnymede, we're striving towards net zero by 2030, only 7 years away. This includes the mayoralty, naturally, and we're all trying to do our bit. On the same theme, Runnymede in Bloom has had its most entries ever, and we've devised a new pollinator section too. All on this green theme, let's see if we can get even more interest in gardening next year. I've attended many fairs and fetes and schools in the last 2 months, and I've been quite sporting too. I've bowled on the green at Addlesden and paddled on the way navigation with Beaver Scouts with my charity, the Addlesden Canoe Club. I've also scored 2 hoops at the Runnymede Raptors Basketball Club in full robes at the Blackcherry Fair. And later this month, I'll be litter picking on a paddleboard. I don't know who thinks up all these things. Anyway, I'd like to mention the Addlesden Victory Park Centenary. This was chaired by a councillor called Constantine de Riza back in 1919. And the whole park is a war memorial, not just the gates. It was paid for by public subscription and a gift from the aforementioned councillor. An event was organised there at the beginning of July to mark the occasion of its centenary. We rededicated the park gates and look forward to the next century. And indeed, we're reinvesting in the park itself with the relaunch of the refurbished tennis courts on the 16th of August. And if you haven't been to the park, please come along to that. The last thing I'd like to talk about is our General Hospital, Ashford and St Peter's. They held a community day last Saturday, which was to celebrate the founding of the NHS 75 years ago. And we were able to have a look at the lovely gardens there. They have 2 new gardens, a COVID recovery garden, which is called the Queen Elizabeth Garden, and another garden called the Eternal Garden. And there were lots of other reasons to visit. Lots of the departments had stalls where they were able to engage and educate. The car park was free and there was lots of cake. So if you'd like to hear more about my mayoral activities, please listen in next time. Thanks.